Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. Hope you're having a great day to this point. Titans coaching search is underway. We say hello to one of our coolest people. That is Chris Sanders. Chris, how would you answer our question of the day? The coolest guy, the coolest cat in sports of all time.
The coolest guy in sports ever?
Yeah, like Joe said Joe Namath. I said Dale Earnhardt.
Oh, man. Lynn Swann?
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Nothing wrong with that. I actually met him at the Super Bowl, but my camera broke. So I'm still kind of upset. But, yeah, Lynn Swann, absolutely great guy. Coolest dude in America.
That is a good one, for sure. Where are you on the coaching search? All the big names, except for Harbaugh. We don't know about Harbaugh yet. He hasn't, I don't think, taken any interview requests yet. But McCarthy's coming in. They've asked Jason Garrett. They've asked Arthur Smith. Yep. I mean, everybody that needs to be interviewed is going to be interviewed. Yeah.
I like Nagy. I mean, I like him, but also I like Arthur Smith. And the reason why I like Arthur Smith is because we know he was a tight ends coach here, so he's familiar with what's going on. So you don't really have to reinvent a lot of things. So I kind of like him, and I like Matt Nagy. I like him because, you know, he's with Kansas City and all those things. But you just want to get a guy in here that's a good fit, because you can have a great coach. He can be great with X and O's, but it might not be a good fit. So I think for the coaching search, it's just got to be a good fit for your quarterback, a good fit for your organization, and that's going to work with everybody to make this organization better. So that's kind of how I would look at it if I was picking a coach.
Do you think that – so for me, I think they need to get somebody with head coaching experience. That would be my choice. I would also, if you get an offensive-minded coach to come in, I would sign up for bringing a – you know, Matt Nagy said he wouldn't call plays, so
– keep right. You know, you're on I-24 West.
Where are you going, Chris?
Me and my wife.
Don't blame it on her.
It's my wife. We're going out of town. No, but say that again. What'd you ask?
I don't even know. I was asking, would it benefit the new head coach to bring in former head coaches as the coordinators?
Yeah, I mean, this is what we got to understand. When you're bringing a defensive-minded guy or offensive-minded coach, it's not that he's going to be the offensive coordinator or the defensive coordinator. He just might have a defensive mind. You just want to bring a guy in here that can build a team. I mean, the guys can rally around you. And I think sometimes we kind of get it mixed up a little bit, that if he's a defensive-minded coach that he's going to call defensive-minded plays, and we have a perfect example. You know, Jeff Fisher is a great defensive-minded guy, but he didn't call the defense. You just want to get guys in here that have the same vision, the same goals, the same heart, the same identity if you're a defensive coordinator. So I just think that you handle it that way, and I think you can make the organization better.
Fantastic. All right, Chris, we got a song for you. Hit it, Dr. Crane.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's my jam. That's old school, man.
I figure on a dreary day we need a little sunshine, right?
Yeah, with sunshine. That's the jam, man. That's Rob Bass and whatchamacallit. Yeah, that's a great song, man.
I can see a 23-year-old Chris Sanders.
Oh, my God.
Cruising through Columbus, Ohio with this on the radio.
In a Bonneville.
Yes.
I should do the MC Hammer to that song. Come on, man. So
Rob Basin, who's the other guy? I can't.
Rob Basin,
DJ Easy Rock.
DJ Easy Rock, the dude that didn't say number dance.
That's right. Kind of like you. Well done. All right, so listen, you never had a head coaching change when you were with the organization. Uh-huh. You had Mr. Mustache the entire time. But you had a position coach change, a new coordinator come in.
Right.
What was that like? I mean, before you met them, like, all right, we got a new Mike Heimerdinger's coming to town. I don't know this dude. What's going to happen? What was going through your mind then?
I mean, it wasn't too much. I sat down and I really talked to Heimerdinger when he came in, because I wanted to pick his brain on what he wants from me. because you can get different coaches and you can get different guys, but you, and they'll teach you different techniques. But I went to him. I said, okay, what do you demand from me? How do you want me to run my routes? How do you want me to have a role on this team? And when I talk to him, then I can get an aspect of what he wants. So, you know, that's all you do. I mean, you may have different, you know, different coordinators or different coaches coming in and teach you different techniques. But at the end of the day, you want what that coach wants you to do. So if you just meet with them, build a relationship with them, then you can make it work. But if a guy doesn't want to do that and say my way or no way, then it's not going to work. So that's how you kind of handle the situation.
What to say when you change like a position coach? Same thing? I mean, was it like?
Same thing. You know, just like when you know, when I got Les Steckel, I sat down and we met for about an hour and a half, and we just talked. Number one, we talked about life, and then we talked about football. And then he said this. He said, Chris, this is what I expect of you. This is what I need you to do. This is what the organization thinks about you, but this is what I demand from you. And when he said that, I'm going to run through a wall and learn from a new coach and learn his technique to get better and take it to a whole different level.
I'm sure you play with guys who never conform that way. Like, I'm going to do it my way, and they're going to have to
–
and they're like,
oh my
see ya.
Gosh. It's the worst. I mean, and when you talk about being coachable, because this is my opinion, we have a generation of guys that don't want to be coached, because if you don't want to be coached, you're not going to want to win. Because why wouldn't I take everything that I know and learn from a coach who's been there? Les Steckel coached some great receivers, Westbrook from Colorado. I mean, a lot of guys, and taught a lot of guys how to be great wide receivers. So why would I not want to listen to a guy who's been there and done that, and he can take my game to a whole level? I don't understand it.
I agree. Also, I thought about you when they asked Mario Cristobal last night, the Miami coach, on how they've put together this three-game run in the playoffs.
Come on,
and he said, everybody is bought in. And I'm like, that's Chris Sanders talk right there, baby.
It's trusting. Did you hear the rant that Kirk Herbstreit did when the game was over? Did y'all hear that?
I did not.
When I say it was incredible, this is what he said. He said, you can go get a whole bunch of guys, a whole bunch of five stars, and have a whole bunch of individuals. But you see Indiana and you see Miami where guys actually loved each other and didn't just buy in, but they trusted in. You're going to get there if you do it that way. So that's what if you're ever coaching a team, that's what you want to do. You don't want to get guys that just buy in when it's good. You want guys that trust the process, trust the organization, trust the coaches, and that's what you saw on display in both teams yesterday.
Yeah, Brockemeyer, I forget his first name, the offensive lineman from Miami, they asked after the game, hey, what does this feel like? He's like, I get one more rodeo with my boys.
Oh, my God. See, that's
and
it,
I was like,
man.
Yes.
That's it because, you know, when I play for the Tennessee Titans, and every time me and Derek talk, we don't talk about, well, Ray Lewis hit me or Greg Lloyd hit me. We talk about the things we did in the locker room, you know, playing golf in the locker room and have a thing called Sick Saturday where we get Krispy Kreme donuts and get sick until we get sick. I mean, things like that, that's what we missed. And you could just see, you know, I think number 10, the wide receiver, when they were interviewing him, he was in tears. He said, the reason why I'm so excited, not that I made touchdowns, is because I do it with my brothers. But then you get into a situation in the NFL where guys say that, but they're not intentionally doing it. And you saw what Miami did. They intentionally love each other.
Yeah, you guys would switch the nameplates before Bud Adams walked in, too. That's what you're doing in the locker room.
When I tell you that was the best.
Look, when you first told that story, I just I remember just going, that is brilliant. That is the most amazing thing.
But you know who did it was Bruce Matthews. Matthews was a Hall of Famer. But then I'm like, the first time I saw it, I was like, what is he doing? He's like, Chris, watch this. So Bud Adams.
But here's the thing, Chris. He's the only one that could have gotten away with it. Like nobody else would have been able to get away with that. Yeah.
And he'll walk into me like see, say if Drew Bennett was under Derek Mason's locker, he'll be like, hey, how you doing, Derek Mason? And it's Drew Bennett.
That's great.
That is so good.
Oh, my God.
By the time we talk next week, you think they got a coach?
I think they need to make it quick. I hope they do, because you don't want to prolong this thing, because I know the season is about to be over in, you know, a couple of weeks, but you want to have that coach in place so you can start building and getting the coaches you want and getting people excited, getting ready for the draft, because you don't want this thing to linger to the draft and linger to camp. You just don't want to do. Get your coach so he can start building an identity and bring a culture of guys of winners, and that's I think you want to do it quickly.
Chris, appreciate it as always, my friend. Have a good weekend, and I hope you get where you're going safely.
All right. Y'all take care. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. Chris Sanders joining us on the program. Coming up next, Joe, there was a report about some non-negotiables for the next team that wants John Harbaugh. And if this is true, the Titans have no chance in hell.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you what they are. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.